This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. 11 Western governors, Colorado among them, move to speed a $60 billion transmission build-out by 2035. The governors signed a voluntary agreement backing a roadmap for more than 12,600 miles of new high-voltage lines and stood up a task force to smooth permitting across state lines. For Colorado landowners, that means a faster path to new lines and the eminent domain proceedings that follow them. The governors of 11 Western states, Colorado among them, signed an agreement on June 30 that commits their states to accelerate one of the largest electricity transmission buildouts the region has ever contemplated. Signed at the Western Governors Association annual meeting in Park City, Utah, the Western Transmission Joint Statement of Agreement endorses a roadmap to build or upgrade more than 12,600 miles of high-voltage lines by 2035 at an estimated cost of about $60 billion, and it creates a governor's task force to coordinate the permitting that such a build-out will require. The story reached Colorado listeners through Virginia Macha, founder of the Kansas property rights organization Stand For the Land, who raised it on the Kim Monson Show to put it on the radar of landowners across western Colorado. Her concern is a property rights concern, and it is a real one. When states move to speed transmission siting, more private land ends up in the path of new lines, and with it comes the eminent domain process that lets utilities take a route across property the owner would rather keep. The 11 signatories are the governors of Utah, Colorado, Wyoming, Nevada, Idaho, Montana, Arizona, Washington, Oregon, North Dakota, and New Mexico, a bipartisan group that crosses the usual political lines. Their agreement does two things. First, it endorses WESTEC, the Western Transmission Expansion Coalition's 10-year horizon study, which identifies the roughly 12,600 miles of regionally significant transmission. The coalition says the West needs by 2035 and puts the price tag at about $60 billion in today's dollars. That $60 billion is WESTEC's cost estimate for the roadmap, not a spending figure written into the agreement itself. Second, the governors committed to establish the Transmission Permitting Alignment and Coordination Task Force, known as PACT. The task force is designed to align permitting schedules across state lines, share best practices, staff cross-state coordination, and track priority lines so that a project crossing several states does not stall at each border for want of a common process. The agreement is a voluntary, bipartisan endorsement backed by a coordination task force, and its own text is explicit about how far it reaches. The signed document states that the states can improve the pace and predictability of transmission development without requiring changes to federal or state law, and that the coordinated actions it describes do not require federal permitting reform and can be implemented now. Each state keeps its own permitting statutes, its own siting authority, and its own laws governing when and how private property can be taken. PACT coordinates the timing and the paperwork. It does not write a single rulebook to replace the 11 separate ones. That distinction matters for Colorado property owners, because the real effect of the agreement lands not on the letter of state law, but on the pace of the build-out. A coordinated, expedited permitting process is meant to move projects faster from the drawing board to construction. Faster projects mean landowners along a proposed route learn sooner that a high-voltage line may cross their fields, their grazing land, or their back 40, and that the utility behind it can invoke eminent domain to secure the right-of-way if a voluntary sale falls through. The build-out is large, the timeline is short, and the West is where much of it will be built. Colorado sits in the middle of the map WESTEC has drawn. The state's own clean energy targets depend on moving power from where the wind blows and the sun shines to the cities that use it, and that means new corridors of steel and wire running across rural counties. For the ranchers, farmers, and rural homeowners who own the land those corridors cross, the question raised on the show is a fair one to ask now, while the routes are still being planned. Who decides where the lines go? How much, say, the landowner gets, and what a fair price looks like when the alternative is condemnation, are the questions that will follow this agreement into every county it touches. Macha also flagged a related case now before the U.S. Supreme Court, and it is worth noting on its own terms because it concerns a different kind of project. In Leonard Hoffman v. WB, I Energy Transmission Inc., Docket 25, Tech 9. which the court agreed to hear on June 29, a group of North Dakota ranchers sought to recover roughly $383,300 in attorney's fees after a natural gas pipeline used federal eminent domain authority to condemn their land. The pipeline held a certificate from federal regulators under Section 7 of the Natural Gas Act. The question the justices will decide is whether landowners in that situation can recover their attorney's fees, or only the just compensation, the Fifth Amendment guarantees, which generally does not include fees. The Eighth Circuit ruled the ranchers were owed no fees, splitting with four other federal appeals courts, and 12 states filed briefs supporting the landowners. That case involves a gas pipeline and federal condemnation authority, a different legal track from the electricity transmission agreement the governor signed. The thread that ties them together is the landowner standing in the path of a line. And now, Kim's perspective. 11 governors sat down in Utah and agreed to speed up $60 billion worth of transmission lines across the West. And I would bet almost none of the Coloradans whose land sits along those routes has heard a word about it. That is the part that ought to trouble us. These are voluntary agreements among governors, and the states keep their own laws. But the point of the whole exercise is to make the build-out move faster, and faster always means less time for the people on the ground to be heard. When a high-voltage line wants to cross your property, eminent domain is the hammer waiting behind the handshake. I have said for years that the people closest to the land should have the loudest voice in what happens to it. Ask now while the maps are still in pencil, because once the routes are drawn, the answer is a lot harder to change. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.